Welcome to Union City Radio for Wednesday, June 3rd. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Supermarket workers at Kroger recently reported receiving collection letters from the company alleging they were overpaid emergency pay while on sick leave and demanding the workers pay the company back. Their union, UFCW Local 400, investigated each case thoroughly and were preparing to file grievances against the company, but after an expose in Dissent magazine featuring a Local 400 member sparked an outcry from workers and customers on social media, the company backed down. The union said it was pleased Kroger had come to its senses and urged the company to focus their attention on extending hero pay until this crisis is over. For the latest local labor events, check out the calendar at dclabor.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1900, the International Ladies Garment Workers Union was founded. Today's labor quote is by Local 689 of the Amalgamated Transit Union, a majority black union of over 12,000 members and retirees around the nation's capital. ATU Local 689, which this week released a statement saying, "Let us never forget that the conditions that built many of our unions, including civil unrest, widespread unemployment, mass demonstrations, are not too different from today. Our unions weren't given to us, but were the result of incredible sacrifices." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. If you're caring for an aging parent, get the legal assistance you need for estate planning with Union Plus MetLife Legal Plans. Details at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, the union. Oh, yeah, the union. Oh, the union.